in honor of the legend that we just got introduced to, Creepy Steve, we're going to play a game of is it Creepy Steve or is it cute here on the Brunmega Show. We just got introduced to Creepy Steve, who is at Rosemary Beach Crab Island.
Crab Island.
Yep. Crab Island. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's a big party place where if you meet Creepy Steve, you have to flash him and he'll make you a drink with the blender, daiquiri stuff, fresh drink, fresh blender. Fresh fruit. And he not only flash them, but he has to clean your boobs to make sure, you know, the pasties can
sit. The whole thing is gross.
So I'll throw out some other things that could be considered gross, and you tell me if this is really cute. I mean, they're going to leave with probably like a souvenir daiquiri cup that Creepy Steve gives everyone, I'm sure. Mm. I will give you a scenario, and you tell me either cute or creepy. Liking and commenting on all your social media posts. Start dating a guy, likes and comments.
Cute!
On every single social media post.
I think that's cute. I think
I'm the only one who said it's creepy.
If you're dating, it's cute.
Yeah.
If it's some random guy, which has happened to Hannah and I before, then it's a little weird
if
sometimes.
If it's Steve, it's creepy.
Yeah.
No, you just start.
If you're dating, they're like happy for you. They're cheering you on.
You just meet them. You're just starting to like flirting and they're commenting on everything.
No, I love that.
All right. How about this? You go on a date with them and then they show up at your work with flowers after the first date.
Creepy. He's not listening.
Why? Who's he?
The guy I went on a date with way back when we went to the haunted house, he showed up with flowers a day later. It wasn't creepy. It just like really caught me off guard. It was on Halloween. I was in a taco costume. There were a lot of factors.
I'd say I voted creepy because of the situation that happened to AB. I used to be someone who thought this was cute until it happened to AB and I got scared. So I'm voting
it's
creepy.
It's just a lot at once.
Oh, but so he goes on one date with you, he can comment and like it.
All of our coworkers saw it happening and they're like, oh my gosh, who's that? And I'm like, I literally met him last night.
I just think of the scene in Hitch when he like goes on a date with her and then he calls her up and she has a gift and like everyone at the office is like, oh, that's so cute.
Doing
like,
anything at work is a lot.
Showing up at work is a lot.
Yes.
Okay. It depends on the date though, right? If the date goes well, it's cute.
No, I think it would still freak me out.
You need to chill.
Okay.
They tell you something about their childhood, like when you're just like getting to know each other, like, hey, I was a big Sesame Street girl when I was growing up. And then all of a sudden, the next date, they give you a limited edition Big Bird, like a limited edition gift.
I think that's cute. I guess it's cute because it means a lot to them.
Kevin's gonna hold on. Any type of toy.
Because here's the thing. Okay, my wife's a huge fan of Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I found that out, I started getting her Little House on the Prairie on DVD for gifts.
It shows that you listen.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yo, I think it's interesting though. You guys all thought that was cute that this person would go get a limited edition toy. Or a limited edition thing that takes a lot of research,
yes,
a lot of effort.
Exactly.
I would love effort.
But homeboy shows up with some flowers and you're like, get away from me, you're so
work
creepy.
Work is just excessive.
But it's not excessive to get a limited edition Big Bird?
Yeah, to me that makes sense.
Okay. After you make a mixtape, he makes you a mixtape of your favorite songs. Old school mixtape of your favorite songs.
I think that's adorable.
I said cute.
Cute. Hannah said creepy.
Mixtape, creepy. Playlist, cute.
But a mixtape is like a good keepsake.
Like a CD? You think the CD thing is creepy?
I wouldn't even be able to listen to it. And what do you have? This like secret computer in your basement where you burn CDs?
Like all of a sudden Napster dude is like, yeah.
Okay. No, it's actually cassette tape.
All right, we'll do one more.
Can't play it.
In a relationship-ish, he likes to keep a shirt with him. Keep your shirt with him so he can smell you if he misses you.
Creepy. That is something Hannah would do.
I would do it to my boyfriend, but I don't know. I think other way around, weird.
What?
I kind of agree, but...
Wait, so you guys would do it. That's
for a
cute.
Guy?
But if a guy does it, it's creepy?
Well, because we could like put it on and be cute about
it.
They're
is
not
going to
put on our tank top or halara dress.
Didn't one of your friends do this when she was going away from college?
She did do this with me, yeah.
And you voted creepy?
I guess. I don't know.
Having like a guy's hoodie is normal. If my boyfriend were to take my...
A t-shirt? Hannah, you don't... Like, what did you think?
What were you about to say? Like a thong?
Yeah, what were you about to say that made you stop?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything bad, but I was thinking of all the different ways it could be interpreted, and so I just stopped myself. I'm going to say Hilara dress would be weird, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What? What are you... What, how did you make this creepy?
I feel like her boyfriend has something weird of hers.
Yes, no, he doesn't. Exactly. He doesn't. I have stuff of his. Like, I have, like... long sleeve shirts and
maybe we'll
whatever.
Ask him if he'll ever come on the show. Maybe yeah, we'll ask him. Yeah, we would ask him to come on the show and he keeps rejecting us and dodging us. Now we know why.
Oh, we know why. He has no clothes. Hannah's got them all.
So you're the creeper.
I am the creeper.
Hannah is friends with Creepy Steve, guys.
I am creepy.